From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Giabile reporting. Polls remain open across France in an election that is one of the closely watched in decades. 11 candidates ranging from the extreme right to the extreme left are vying for the French presidency. Tight security is in place following a terrorist attack in Paris just days before the poll in which nationalist anti-Islamist candidate Marine Le Pen is a frontrunner. Some voting took place here in the United States. In New York, French citizens cast ballots at the embassy.
We have a lot of options, so you have to process, like, it was my kind of thinking. Like, I had to think who I don't want to vote for and who I want, and then at one point I decided, okay, it's going to be this candidate.
This is the first election to take place since a state of emergency was called after the 2015 Paris attacks. Observers say last week's shooting could bring up many voters who had otherwise planned to abstain. An American aircraft carrier headed towards the Korean Peninsula has been joined by two Japanese destroyers. The vessels of the two countries began joint exercises Sunday in the Western Pacific. The USS Carl Vinson carrier strike group, which includes a guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer, was diverted from its trip to Australia by U.S. President Donald Trump. Tensions are rising on the Korean Peninsula over North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear tests. It was not immediately clear how long the Japanese destroyers will sail alongside the U.S. carrier group. This is VOA News.